Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Tonight and every Monday night, the Brandon Graham Show at 6. Join us. You could listen on the radio, watch on YouTube, or you could just come down here to Chickies. And then the Players Lounge at 7. Ike, Hugh, asking inappropriate questions. Elliot Shore Parks. And Jordan Mailata is this week's guest. Donovan McNabb joins us every week at 4 o'clock right now on Mondays. Buzz has not made it happen yet, though, and I am choosing to blame Buzz.
Always.
And we will we'll bring you Donovan as soon as we get him. Whoa! Tom in Dover, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Yo, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, I was down at the I was down the gang yesterday, and the you had got up, man, and invited some people back there where y'all was doing a show at. Mm-hmm. And was the guy ex-Slayer?
Shady?
No, not Shady. It was another guy.
That was Bubba Miller.
Bubba Miller, man. You know why? Because me and a bunch of dudes, I'm thinking he was somebody from the radio, right? So I'm like, yo, you calling on the radio? I thought he might have been one of y'all guys that I never met before. And the guy was like, nah, man, he played for the Eagles, man. And then he was saying Miller. They had Miller on the back of the Eagles jersey.
Yeah, that was Bubba.
We was trying to look it up, man, but we couldn't find him.
I know, man.
That's the funny part about it, huh?
Bubba Miller, former center for us. I want to say he was a draft pick of the Eagles. I think he was an Eagles draft pick out of Tennessee, went to the University of Tennessee. Okay. And got drafted here by Ray Rhodes. And he played with us, with Andy, I think the first few years before Hank Fraley took over for him. So, yeah, Bubba was here, man. Yeah, Bubba's a man. I hadn't seen Bubba in so long, man.
Yeah, I've seen everybody. I thought he was the radio. I thought he was somebody that was calling on the radio. But
hey, Tom, I got to put you on hold because we have another former player we got to talk to. But then we'll go back to you. That former player being one. Donovan McNabb. Donovan's call brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Auto Service. Go to UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Five. How you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. Good afternoon, fellas. How we doing?
What's up, brother? I was just talking about Bubba Miller. I saw Bubba yesterday. He was at the game yesterday.
Wow. I ain't seen Bubba in a while. How's he looking? Yeah. Good? Healthy?
Yeah, he's looking good, man. Looking good. I didn't even recognize him when I first saw him because he was clean shaven. So, and I hadn't, last time I seen Bubba must have been early 2000s.
Yeah.
I think it's the last time I seen Bubba. So, yeah, we were talking about him before you came on. What's up, brother?
Okay. Oh, man, I'm doing great. Doing great. I know everybody's excited right now out there how things are going and deservingly so.
Well, we got a mixed bag as usual around here.
Well, I mean, nothing has changed then, I see.
Yeah. I always like to give you the temperature. So the temperature after the Browns win was everybody was mad. Today, people are happy, but people are pretty annoyed with Nick Sirianni. And I would say that the large of the frustration comes for all of the times that he went for it on fourth down, went for two instead of one, those sorts of decisions. Curious, as you were watching the game, were there any moments where he went for two or went for it on fourth where you were like, no, that's not the right play right there?
Well, when you don't get it the first couple times, it's time to kind of go and get the points. But I will say this. I mean, majority of the people who are upset at Nick Sirianni are people who just don't like Nick Sirianni. They don't like his demeanor. They don't like his energy. It's always something they try to pick out. One thing I can say about this football team is they're gelling and playing well together. And that's a start from their head coach? Is it a reason because they feel like they had to fight for Nick Sirianni and what he went through early on? Maybe. But I think with everybody healthy, offensively, the chemistry is definitely there. You know, I love seeing what we're doing as far as methodically moving the football, obviously running the football through Saquon and the things that he's been able to do. Our defense is applying pressure. We're being a little bit more aggressive on defense. So overall, I would have to say that I'm excited about where we are. I want to continue to see us grow. But you have to tip your hat off to Nick and his coaching staff of the adjustments that they've made.
I want to get into Saquon a little bit and what he did yesterday, because I don't think we've sort of talked about the performance that he had
right.
yesterday enough. Just your thoughts on him as a runner. And my goodness, man, I know you've never seen a play like that, because none of us have ever seen a play where somebody hurdles a player backwards. What do you think of Saquon and what he did yesterday?
I will say this. Now, Saquon is healthy. From what we've seen in New York when he was healthy, and he was running the football, and being pretty much 75 to 80% of the offense at that particular time, now coming over here to Philadelphia where he's probably, let's give or take, what, 50, 45% of the offense, and where he's not asked to carry the big load, and now having weapons on the outside and a quarterback that's getting the ball to the weapon, he's very excited. But I will say, I've never seen anybody hurdle anyone backwards.
It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, being an offensive player, that is the last thing that you do, because that's usually when you get a helmet to the middle part of your back. And you definitely don't want to feel that pain. But it worked out in favor for him, and it was an exciting play. Probably would go down as the best play all season.
You know, over the last 25 years, previous to Saquon, the Eagles had two really, really dynamic running backs, Brian Westbrook and LeSean McCoy.
Right.
You know, how would you rank them based on what you've seen? Now, you don't want to do the totality because we only have 9 games of Saquon, but I guess at their peak of when you've seen them here, where would you put Saquon in the list with those two guys?
You know what? To me, I would have to probably put Westbrook 1, LeSean 2, and then Saquon 3. Because I played, obviously, with Westbrook a lot longer. And the things that Westbrook brought to the game, not just from a running back standpoint, but also punt return, catching the ball out of the backfield and doing all of that. LeSean was probably the most exciting running back of his moves of being so elusive and being a threat in the passing game and running the football. Saquon just hasn't done that in our offense for a long period of time. And, you know, I would add another running back in there because everybody presented something different, and that would be Deuce Staples. Because Deuce was a guy who, you know, could have been used as a power back. But before I came in and then at my early years, Deuce was also elusive in being able to catch the ball out of the backfield as well.
You know, if maybe somebody with the number 5 was the quarterback, maybe we would have seen Saquon as dynamic out of the backfield, catching balls as Westbrook was. You know, he made a great catch yesterday in the end zone that was great. It was just that, and you've mentioned it a bunch of times, Westbrook and you with that screen game was so dynamic, and we have yet to see a ton of that or very much of that at all with Jalen and Saquon.
Well, you don't really need to, because what we use Westbrook, we also use Westbrook at receiver too.
Yep.
And
yep.
So when you look at what we use Westbrook with, remember we didn't have AJ Brown and Devontae Smith out there and Dallas Goedert and those guys. We had Todd Pinkton and James Thrash and we had LJ Smith who was young, we had Chad Lewis, and then we can't win and got T.O. And everybody's game elevated, and then we presented Westbrook more at the receiver position and had him ISO on linebackers and safeties, and it was a win-win for us. So I think for Saquon, it's a perfect opportunity for him to get established back in this offense, continue to stay healthy, and be a threat from the backfield as well as the screen game.
Man, I want us to be able to figure out a way to keep him here for 3 years. We keep him here for 3 years, man, and get good production.
And healthy for 3 years.
Do you worry about us overusing him? Yesterday was 30 touches. And as much as I enjoy the running back and him getting the ball, is there ever a time where you say, man, we may need to pull some of the touches back? Or do you got to do what you got to do to win games?
Well, the only way that we'll be able to do that, honestly, Ike, is by utilizing the quick game. The quick game has to be an extension of the run game where we're not utilizing them so much. Mm-hmm. Do I have a problem with 30 touches? No, not absolutely not. Because if you really look at it, if you give them 20, 22 carries and 8 catches, that's pretty serviceable. It's not like he's running a football 30 times. Mm-hmm. But if we're doing touches instead of rushes, then it preserves his body. But then also, too, this goes into account how we play this season. This is when you have to go and get the lightning to the thunder. And so when you look at what Detroit has, when you look at maybe even if you go to Baltimore, the list goes on. Everybody has a duel of running backs that can present something different. And so if we go out next season and do that and alleviate some pressure for them, we definitely can have them for a healthy 3 years.
Talking to Donovan McNabb, he's with us every Monday at 4 o'clock. You know, we've talked a little bit around it, but how did you think Jalen played yesterday?
Well, Jalen was solid. I think right now, and everybody jumped on when Cam said, but he was absolutely right. I think he's doing a great job of managing the game. Mm-hmm. Being able to get the ball to your weapons when need be efficient. Also, create explosive plays when they're there to be made. So I think he's doing a great job of managing the game from the quarterback standpoint.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and our defense, the young defense, continues to get better. 3 turnovers yesterday. I think we had, 2 or 3 sacks I think they had yesterday. So they continue to get better as well. When you look at this team, you feel like, and we there's enough of a sample size out there around the league. You like where we're headed, the direction that we're headed as far as being one of those top teams in the NFC moving forward?
Absolutely, I do, and especially in the NFC. I think when it comes to the NFC and where teams are, I would say probably Detroit is up at the top. I would probably have to put us at 2, maybe 3, because of just where San Francisco is at this particular point. The Washington Commanders are starting to open up a little bit more eyes and being a little bit more consistent with Jaden Daniels the way he's been playing. Their defense has been pretty decent as well. So there's good competition in the NFC, but I think consistent-wise, I think we've been a little bit more consistent as our guys got back healthy.
Donovan, the Eagles play the Cowboys on Sunday. Now Dak is out on Sunday. There's been a lot of controversy around the team. Is there a part of your heart that smiles a little bit when the Cowboys struggle still?
Well, I mean, the fact that I got friends that are Cowboy fans, it makes it hilarious to me that they still want to cheer them. I mean, and everywhere I travel, it seems like people introduce themselves and want to mention that they're Cowboys fans, and I still try to figure out why. But I think for the Dallas Cowboys, their issue is they just don't have talent. When you're utilizing CeeDee Lamb as your running back, doing jet sweeps, trying to have him run featured routes, you're forcing him to football. And then defensively, everybody's hurt and they can't stop the run, which works out in our favor. And they just continue to have problems. It's tough to see for a guy like Dak, who actually is a good kid, works hard, and just I hate when people talk negative about him. But at this particular week for us, I expect us to kill him.
All right, Donovan, we appreciate your time as always, man.
All right, Five.
Appreciate it, guys. All right, y'all far away from that bridge. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, we're good. 6-2, good. Man. 6-2. We're good.
Okay, good. All right.
Thanks, Donovan.
All right, bro.
You know, he mentioned using CeeDee Lamb as, you know, in those jet sweeps as a running back. The Giants are in almost a similar position. I saw them doing it with Malik Nabers yesterday. Nabers had 3 good games, and then all of a sudden the rest of the league realized, like, wait a minute. There's nobody else we have to worry about on this team.
Yeah, worry about anybody else.
Yeah, and you know they're in that same position. It's really haves and have nots this year in the NFC. The Commanders are good. The Eagles are good. The Cowboys are a travesty, and the Giants are not any good either.
No.
And then it turns this Sunday's game into, I don't want to do this on Monday, but it turns Sunday's game, without Dak as a touchdown favorite, it turns it into, you know, you got to win that game.
Oh, yeah.
Category.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Even though it's in Dallas.
Yep, that, don't matter.
That's a game
does
they got to have now.
Yep.
And you
yep.
said it last, stacking wins.
Yep.
You know, you can go into a situation where they're missing their quarterback. Go in there and win that game.
And here's the thing, Spike. I mentioned this on the pregame show yesterday because we don't talk about it much. And rightfully so because we got a long way to go. But we're 6-2, and I was talking about the importance of yesterday's game. And we all just seemingly give the Lions the benefit of the doubt. They are the best team in the league right now. They've earned that. They're coming off the NFC Championship game. But we almost just say, well, Detroit's going to be the number one seed. We're going to have to go to Detroit. No, we're only one game behind Detroit. We still have an opportunity to have home field advantage here.
Against Detroit.
Against Detroit.
Yeah.
So we just don't concede the home field advantage just yet. Detroit has to get through that own division, which is very tough. We need to take care of our business. And at the end of the season, if Detroit has more wins, fine. They will have earned it. But we don't need to concede anything. We ought to be trying to get home field advantage.
Yeah, don't worry about who's better.
Yeah.
At this point, the record is the thing that matters in that respect. We had to put Tom on hold when Donovan came on the line. Tom, we're back. Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, listen, I'm one of them people that you was describing to Donovan when he first came on. And Donovan gave a correct answer because, I mean, I guess we at the point with Sirianni where he can't do nothing right with me anyway. You know, because I believe, Spike, and the only reason why I called today, man, because I thought you got on that one caller real bad, man. But I believe that the 2 points is for the team that's chasing. The team that's in the lead, I don't feel there's no need for us to be going for that 2 point. First of all, you got a penalty. You kicked the extra point. You got a penalty. The extra point was good. There's no need to put the offense back on the field. You take a chance on getting somebody hurt with that tush push. You know, kick the extra point. Kick the field goal. We got one of the best punters. We got one of the best field goal kickers in the league. And we playing these games with these 2 points, man. And they not needed right now, especially when you're in the league.
I don't agree. I don't agree that going for two is only for when you're behind. You feel how you feel on it, and just because I'm saying this doesn't make it right on this point. But I don't think the league is in that spot anymore, where they consider going for it on fourth down the same risk, you know, risk scenario that people thought before, and going for two is not the same risk scenario as people thought of before.
It happens a little more frequently than it did when I played, but I watch enough football on Sundays. Everybody ain't going for 2 points around the league like Nick Sirianni and Dan Campbell does.
Dan Campbell's being...
And also cost him the NFC Championship game.
And I do think there's... And Tom, I know this sounds like it's not that big a difference. I do think there's a significant difference. And I know you said you don't like the tush push, but there's a significant difference between going for two from the 2 yard line and the 1 yard line. There just is. So they've been incredibly. Now maybe Jacksonville figured something out with the tush push, or maybe we just didn't execute. Maybe they figured something out, and that play won't be as effective. But that play has been so effective over the last several years that you're almost. I know people say leaving points on the field. I think if you have the ball at the 1 yard line for the extra point and you go for one rather than two, you're leaving a point on
but
the field.
But it's not worth the risk. It's not worth it to get one extra point. I almost believe getting stopped is more detrimental than the benefit of getting the extra point.
No, if y'all guys, I don't know if y'all guys remember this, but you know, we got in trouble with this last year at the Jets game. I was there too. You know, he's 4th and 3. We went for it. The Jets got the ball and took it right in. Great field position, took it right in for a touchdown and one. You know what I mean? Sometimes, man, you got to punt the ball. Like, what's the need to go for it every time? That's what I don't understand with Sirianni. Like, what is he trying to prove?
Here's my thing. I think it's an organizational philosophy.
You know, that's the only part I don't get.
And it has been since Doug.
Yeah.
By the way,
Ian. No, you're right.
And I know we've said there are similarities. It's funny. Last week we were talking about
it. It has been since Doug. You're right.
We've been talking about the similarities between Doug and Nick, and it may actually be that Doug and Nick, less that they're similar as coaches, which I think there are some similarities, and more in that they are coaching for the same general manager
yes,
and organization that they were.
Yep.
And the organization. So good news here, and this is per Adam Schefter, that A.J. Brown is day-to-day.
Talk to me.
Now that is good news. Now.
Talk to me. A.J. Brown is day-to-day.
Great news. Because even though they scored without A.J. Brown yesterday, man, does this offense look completely discombobulated without A.J. Brown on the field.
Now, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We're lost without A.J. Brown out there on
yes.
the field. I'm lost as a damn fan watching the game without A.J. Brown on the field.
I know,
all I keep saying to myself every time they hike the ball, throw it to number 11.
And I know he's. I know wide receivers don't win most valuable player, but if you want to talk about value to a team, A.J. Brown is as valuable as any player in the offensive player in the NFL.
Yeah.
And the other thing that made me a little nervous, and maybe he was just playing coy about it, is in the press conference they asked him about Saquon's health, and he said we'll see this week, which was I don't know. Saquon didn't they didn't mention any injury yesterday.
Yeah.
Now I had mentioned that it looked like he had tweaked something after the backwards hurdle over somebody.
Yeah,
but both Saquon and AJ are insanely important to the offense.
Yeah. And that was a legitimate question I posed to Five, man. I don't know what to do. You got to try to win football games. He's one of your best players. You want to put the ball in his hands. I also don't want to wear him down.
Yep. Yeah, I don't want to be gassed by week 15.
You need him for January and February. Like, that's what you really need him.
They should legitimately look at a running back tomorrow at the trade deadline. I mean, I'm sure teams aren't going to be – If you're
it's not going to cost you a whole lot.
It's not going to cost you a lot.
But they like
Gainwell.
Kenny G.
They can take their Kenny Gainwell love and shove it. Every
I
time
think Kenny Gainwell's pretty good.
He's just serviceable. He just kind of falls forward. He's fine. But if Saquon, God forbid, missed time.
What about Shipley?
No.
Too slow. Yeah.
See, you,
we got some luck with Cooper DeJean.
Listen, you're dissing the brothers now. Listen.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I called him a brother. He's a brother. Now, all the white guys on the team are brothers now. Yes, everybody on our damn team is white, is playing. They're brothers. So don't be dissing Will Shipley saying he can't run.
He's
got good speed.
I think looking at a
– He does, yeah. What you see?
No, I'm thinking about thinking about the idea of trading for a running back at the
– they're not trading for a running back.
Give me Jamal Williams. Just give me Jamal Williams.
What the hell is he at?
He's a saint.
They just fired their coach.
Yeah,
so maybe they're giving
up.
He
can't even get on the field in New Orleans.
Give us Kamara.
Give us Alvin Kamara.
Wow, we don't need to do all that. Chubba Hubbard, Miles Sanders, bring Sanders back.
No.
Let's let him be the backup.
We don't need that.
Ooh, another Penn Stater.
Wow.
All right.
Speaking of Penn State.
Jamal Adams hurt.
Never mind. But James Franklin, you couldn't cover? Seriously.
It always comes back to this.
Them losing.
Always by about 4 o'clock on the show.
That's all I asked. Could you cover?
Them losing to Ohio State every year is one of the funniest things to happen.
Goodness.
215-592-9494. So coming up next, we haven't talked about it yet, but there were two Philadelphia sports personalities that were involved in altercation.
Yeah, now, this is what we've all been waiting on today.
A WIP employee, Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, two WIP employees, Marcus Hayes and Jason Kelsey. On the other side. So the Embiid-Marcus Hayes thing we will talk about next, as well as Jason Kelsey's conflict at Penn State. We will talk about them both next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, Chickies and Pete's is your destination for the Eagles all season long.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.